He yanked open the door to the adjoining unit, only to meet a second door, locked from the other side. He banged on it.
Mermaid!
There came no response. He banged again and wriggled the knob. Unlike the front door of the unit, that door had some give. If he applied his weight to the right spot, he could wrest the door off its hinges, and he was about to. He had his stance ready and hand braced against the frame and was prepared to shove, but the door swung inward, and that woman blinked at him. He stood mute, glowering at her as if she were a spider that had dropped from her web into a beer he'd long craved. She was wet. Suds covered her white blonde hair, and she batted some bubbles out of sea-green eyes that were tinged with red. Apparently, he'd interrupted her shower. Seemed hardly a fair penance for her, given she was interrupting his entire life.
Move,
he said, idly scratching the damned tattoo under his leather cuff. She blinked again, then backed slowly away from the door. He stomped across her living room, gripped the knob on the front door, and yanked.
Damn her,
he muttered. The mermaid's door was like his. The wall may as well have been solid, for the window and portal were both useless. He turned on his heel and pointed at her.
Did you know she was going to do this?
Another blink.
Say something, woman.
My name is Laurel.
Why should that matter to me?
She batted more soap off her forehead and her chest heaved.
My name, she said, is Laurel.
And?
In 3 minutes, you've called me both mermaid and woman. I have a name.
If I have no intentions on using your name, why should I know it?
He raised his eyebrows and folded his arms over his chest, waiting for the predictable response about fated mates or some such bullshit.